Afternoon, friends, or evening, depending upon where you are as you hear my voice. This is Carolyn Evers, and my faithful companion here, Charlene McNeil. Hi, Charlene.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness. This is getting to be an interesting year, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Before we get talking about some of the things that we do and so forth, and waiting for people to decide that they're going to call in and join in on the fun, I wanted to mention to those who are listening to my voice that I put some articles up in the Spiritual Notebook. And one of the articles is about churches that are dedicated to the Black Madonna. You might be aware that there might be some here in the United States, but I'm not sure of that, but at least in Europe, there's a lot of churches that are dedicated to the Black Madonna. These are statues where they appear to be of Mother Mary, and she has a black face and hands and so forth. And something of, I think you would find very interesting, is these are places that designate that there is a special kind of energy that is coming forth out of the ground. And it is a magnetic energy. And it is composed differently from that energy that is coming forth from the cosmos. And I've been to several of the Black Madonna sites, and I'm going to be doing a lot of different articles on energy here on Earth and in the cosmos. But in that particular article, I went to the Earth records that are held by the cherubim, and it is a fascinating article about energy. The markers go back even before Christianity, before Mother Mary was designated by Christians, honored by Christians as being the mother of Yeshua. And it's a fascinating story, Charlene, because what the what is in the records is that the woodsmen, I don't know if you're familiar, Charlene, with some of the old tales of oak trees where supposedly the ancients gathered who understood spirits and so forth, and that they did artwork that had the face of a man with leaves of oaks around the face. I don't know, have you ever seen any of those symbols?
Yeah, I've seen those before. Mm-hmm.
Well, that was, according to the Akashic Records, that was a designation of this kind of energy. And before that, it goes back to the time when the individuals from Atlantis left the island as it was being destroyed, and they understood this energy. They used the crystals, of course, but they understood the magnetic energy and the cosmic energy and how to use it and how to rejuvenate the body with it. And then after they left Atlantis, they didn't have the crystals any longer to work with, but they still use the magnetic energy coming forth from the earth to work with that as best that they could to regenerate the physical. Now, the reason that I've become so interested in all of this is because of the work that Archangel Michael is doing and others on the conference calls, and they tell us that the Eye of Isis, this energy that is available to us now, is going to work the same on the physical as people from the earlier periods of time knew how to use this magnetic energy from the earth to rejuvenate the physical body. So it's becoming very fascinating, Charlene, and you know, you work with energy, and you know how exciting that is.
Yes, it has been. It certainly is.
So we're sort of going forward in a new method, in the sense that we're clearing the DNA in the present, clearing the DNA in the past, but so much of this energy work is tied into traditions that go into the ancient past and go all the way back to Atlantis. Fascinating tie-in, isn't it?
Yes. Yep. We're probably going to be connecting more with that energy, too.
I think so.
In this year, I think.
Well, it's interesting.
There's a big revolution of turnaround, it looks like to me.
What did you say? Repeat that.
Pardon?
Can you repeat that, because I didn't hear what you said?
I said I feel like that there's an energy that is happening out there that is going to be so tremendous of a turnaround,
mm-hmm.
back to the positive energy, because we've had the pendulum has been swinging so far the other way as far as the negative energy,
mm-hmm.
and now more people are interested into ascending into a higher vibrational frequency, and they see it as a possibility. Before, they saw it as just a myth,
mm-hmm.
more or less, right? And now they say, no, it really is happening. I see a lot of people, excited clients that I have, that are just so full of making the changes.
You know, that's a beautiful thing, seeing people change their lives.
Well, so many people say, I hear it over and over again, well, what you are is what you get, and that's all there is. And I go, well, hope not.
I hope not.
I go, hope not. Because I feel like that you have the free agency. We sidetrack that God has given us as a gift, free will or free agency, whichever you choose to phrase it. And so if you want to change something, that's your free agency to make that change. It isn't set, you know, like they used to say, it's set in stone. Well, it isn't. If you choose to make a difference in your life or the lives of others, you can make that that choice and that change.
Well, you know, Charlene, I know you're very aware of this. Historically, humanity has gone through many epochs where they have been controlled by those in power, and even now to a certain extent, we are. But what's happening now is I think people are starting to realize, open up to the fact that we are creators in our own world. And through thought, we move in a certain direction, and as we move and that gains emphasis, we can then bring into our lives those things that the thoughts are generating. And there's been an awful lot of that today. Quantum physics is showing us that. And we're starting to see it down into our everyday lives, I believe. The manner in which we act and interact with other people brings into our lives what is in our thoughts and our belief system. But then that opens up the work that you and I are doing, in the sense that things that are opposite to what we choose can act as stumbling blocks, and that energy has to be cleared.
Yes, you're right.
And so, you know, it's real easy to say, oh, that's negative energy, but sometimes when we use those words, it's difficult for people to apply it to themselves in this sense. The matter in which we act. I think we might have a caller coming on. Is there a caller trying to contact us? I hear the feedback.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Things that are opposite to what we choose can act as stumbling blocks. And that
do we have a caller?
Yes, you're right. And so, you know, it's real easy to say, oh, that's negative.
Is there a caller on the line?
When we use those words, it's difficult for people to apply it to themselves in this matter.
I'd like to call in central command. Come on, guys. If you're there at the controls, we either need to have the background closed or opened up to a caller, whichever it is.
Whichever it's supposed to be.
I know. I'm getting feedback.
And so, you know,
I can't tell what they're saying even.
Because it's when the line
yes.
Is... Hello.
Hello.
Who's calling, please? Your name.
Hello.
Oh golly, your name.
I'd like to call in.
Charlene, we have a caller on the line, and she's having trouble communicating with us because she speaks a foreign language. She's from Europe, and the reason that she is calling is she needs to have some negative energy cleared from her
field,
from her body.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you can get a sense of her because she's not speaking.
Okay.
She's having trouble understanding English.
No, but she'll, her spirit understands.
Okay. Would
so
you
let's go in and check, do what we can, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I've done a reading for her, and she has negative energies that she's laboring under.
Okay.
Okay, dear.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't know if you can connect with her, Charlene. She hung up because she was confused with the language barrier. Are you it's Maria Baptiste. Are you able to pick up her energy?
Speaking now about me.
Oh, Maria.
Hello?
Hello. Charlene, have you joined
Hello?
Us?
Hello.
Okay, Charlene, we're connected with Maria. She's on the line.
Hello?
Charlene, we hear you, dear.
Hello?
Hello, hello, we hear you.
Connect with her, Charlene.
Charlene, can you connect with her, dear?
Yes, I did.
Okay. She needs an energy
hello?
Clearing. Yes, dear, we're working with you. Charlene, I know this is difficult.
It's okay, we can... It doesn't matter. God knows.
Okay. 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 Good enough. So God is able to work with us even though we're having
yes,
trouble?
Well, he knows what the connection is anyway.
Okay. Okay.
We hear you, dear. Hello.
Hello.
We're working.
I hear.
We're working with you.
Yes, I
do. Okay. It's okay.
Yes,
Charlene's
working
with you.
Can you hear what she's saying now?
She's trying to connect, and if you can ask God to clear her energy field of the
yeah,
negative.
Yeah, I've done that. I wanted to. Is there somebody there to interpret for her?
I don't know. So you've cleared her, huh?
Yes, she's been cleared.
Okay. Hello. So if she hangs up, at least the work is done. Is this
yes,
what you're saying?
Yes, it's been done. It's okay.
Okay.
Okay, it's been done.
Okay, back at control center. The work has been done.
I have to keep having you repeat your words over.
No, what it is she has an open line. She has called in on the telephone, and her computer is running.
Oh,
and
so we keep hearing you.
Yeah, because what's happening is there is a time element between being live and being
right.
on the radio in case something happens on somebody's line that they don't want to go out to the public. So there's, you know, radio stations do this. There's a lag in the time feed between real time and what's going out on the air. So this young lady is, like I said, she doesn't speak English, and she's calling from Europe, and she got very confused with turning off her computer or not allowing the computer to be
still running.
Yeah, and so we were getting the live feed and then the feed from the computer, and so you feel that this work was done in her
head? Oh, yeah, it's done.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
I mean, God's in charge, and he knows. he communicated energetically with her
uh-huh.
and did the clearing, and then also put in his unconditional love light and energy to protect her immediately, so she didn't have any other dark energy coming in.
Okay, now the dark energy, can we call in someone like Archangel Michael and have that entity, how shall we say this, escorted out of her life?
Yeah, and sometimes what I do is, yeah, I can do that, or I have Archangel Michael go in and take him.
Well, can we do that?
That's been done.
You're a step ahead of me, sweetheart.
Yeah, it's done.
Just to give you a little background on this, she had asked for a reading, an Akashic reading, which I did, and told her, you know, what the situation was, and I suggested that she call in, which she tried last week, and was having the same problem that she had now, and got discouraged and hung up. But this time, we were able to have her on the line long enough to alert God to work with her and clear things for her. And so what I'll do is I'll send her some email, tell her what happened.
Yes, and then see how she's feeling.
Okay.
As well, and tell her that God put his unconditional love, light, and energy around her to protect her immediately. So once that energy was taken and dispersed,
mm-hmm.
then she had to be protected immediately. So she didn't have any other energy.
So I was a little bit concerned that this energy would come back. Okay, we do have another caller now.
Okay.
Thank you. And who's calling now? Maybe we don't. This is an interesting evening. while we're in a little bit of this turmoil, what I would like to say is, you know, I get requests from people who are in great need of help. And
from the what?
Great need for help.
Oh, yeah.
And we use this time on the radio shows to help these individuals, and it is just such a marvelous thing to be of service in this manner. And it is amazing that we have people calling from sending me email really from all over the world, and they do not always speak the English language. They are able to write notes. They're familiar with English enough that they can send me a note in email, but not conversant enough with English to understand everything that you're telling them. And so this is what happened today. She wasn't understanding the English language enough to understand the directions. But so the work was done, and I'm delighted with that, Charlene. Thank you.
It's kind of interesting. We think that, like, for instance, when we go on and we have God work on somebody, you know, to clear them of certain things, like with her having the dark energy. And really, those that are listening and tuning in is having it done as well. Because we're all one. And so when we work on one person, usually there's some degree of work that's being done with them as well. And it'd be interesting to have somebody that called in and verified the fact that when we just did that with her and had God clear her, that it worked with them as well. Because it does. Because we're all one in energy. Are you there?
Well, folks, you think that tonight was either Halloween or April Fool's Day.
One or the other.
But we're back.
We're back and doing it again.
Is anybody there?
Yes, and who is this? Who are we speaking to? Oh, my. Your name, please. Oh, we're going to do this again.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air and you're live. What is your name, please?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, is this Carolyn and Charlene?
Yes, it is.
Thank you very much for taking my call. My name is Jillian.
Oh, yes, Juliana.
Jillian.
Julian. And where are you from, dear? Are you from Canada?
No, I'm from Liberty, North Carolina.
Oh, see, there was another lady that I had in mind. Now, we're delightful to help you. And what can we do for you?
Well, I'm calling in hopes of receiving some of your wisdom and guidance at this critical time in my life. I've been unable to find my way financially for some time now, and I'm under intense burdensome pressure sustaining my reality.
Now, this is for finances, did you say?
Yes.
Okay.
And I've been unable to find a position in the 3D world despite having good credentials. And
what are your credentials?
I have a PhD in Social Foundations of Education.
Mm-hmm.
And when I turn toward the spiritual world, I've been unable to attract paying clients for my spiritual numerology business. And I seem to be suffering from a kind of soul tiredness. I'm just tired with the result of a great deal of lethargy. And so I would be very appreciative of any insight or guidance or healing.
Okay, let's start with the lethargy. Charlene, we'll discuss other aspects that she brought up first. Can you check her energy field and see if there's a reason that you can see for
right.
the lethargy?
I see that what's happening in with your energy field, that you have some people that are really negative towards you, right?
Yes, I'm having a little bit of difficulty hearing.
Oh, hearing me?
Yes.
Okay, Carolyn.
Well, Charlene is asking you a question. She looked at your energy field, and she said she believes that there are some people who are very negative toward you. Would you agree or disagree with
this? Yes,
yes. You're agreeing?
Yes.
Okay. Now tell her what I'm going to do is go in and they're projecting their negative energy, and she's carrying it.
Okay. Did you hear her, Joanne?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay. She's you're going to go in and work with this, Charlene?
Yes, I'm going to go and pull her energy off of her body and her energy field.
Okay.
Okay?
Good, good. You do that, and I'll talk to her a while.
Okay.
What she's doing is, have you listened to this show before?
Yes, I have. It's wonderful.
Oh, great. Well, what she's doing is she's going into the quantum field, God's field. She's pulling, working with God. God's actually doing this, pulling the negative energy from your field that this other individual is projecting to you. They're projecting this negative energy, and Charlene said you're carrying it. So the first thing she did is, she's working with you now, clearing that out. And this is what I wanted to do first, to see what was going on with the energy field, clear that out, and then we'll discuss these other aspects that you're talking with regarding finances. Now, the way it sounds to me, correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds like you've had some very good positions in what you call the 3D world, but you want to work in the spiritual world also, and you're having trouble supporting yourself from spiritual work. Is that pretty much the picture?
Yes. I'm right now, with my finances as drained as they are, I'm willing to work in either world, and I've just not been able to generate any activity in either world.
Okay. I can't go and look into your records until after Charlene comes back because...
Okay, what I want her to do is let go. Don't allow others of your energy. It is not required that they use your energy as well as their own. Okay?
Yes.
What they're doing is they're taking from you. Is that right?
Yes.
So
but it's not anybody that I know. I don't know where it's happening from, but I do know that my energy has been drained and has been being drained for some time now.
Well, it's also affecting... I had to go back into your past life and have God pull a past life where others used you as their means for their energy. We have a lot of people that because of their feelings of self-worth, which is usually fairly low, will use other people's energy in order to support their own. And that's what you've got. It's also affecting you financially.
Yes.
Because what it's doing is, it's depleting you so much that you can't move forward. So what I want you to do is, you're so used to carrying everybody, is that correct?
Well, for a while I did, and then I couldn't anymore because I had a number of setbacks. I was unable to continue to support the energies, and things were just seemingly taken away from me, and for the longest time I couldn't figure out if it was me or what was happening, because I have maintained a high spiritual presence to the best of my ability.
Okay, what I want you to do is I want you to make a statement, because this is very important. Make the statement saying, I now willingly release others to their own issues.
I now willingly release others to their own issues.
I willingly release their energy from my field.
I willingly release their energies from my field.
Okay, now state, I now have God's protective shield around me.
I now have God's protective shield around me.
Okay, because you've got to be willing. You haven't been willing because you're worried about their well-being still. Is that correct?
Yes, I have been worried about a friend and others, but I've not been so worried about others as I have been about myself recently.
Okay, yeah. But what you've got to do is you've got to allow them, if you carry it for them, you're not going to reach up for God to help them. So you've got to be willing to release them and let go and let God do. Okay?
Yes.
Now say, I willingly release them and I release them to God.
I willingly release them and I release it to God.
Yeah, you're still hanging on. Do it one more time.
I willingly release them. I release them to God.
Very good. Now take some deep breaths and see the energy, their energy leaving you. See, God is our support system, but we feel like that when people need us, we go in and give them our energy rather than we can still care. We're just not required to give them our energy. And that's what you've done, and it's depleting you not only physically, but it's depleting you also financially.
Yes.
Because then the energy's not coming in. Okay? Now, what I'm going to do is, what kind of job do you truly want? What is your choice?
Well, I believe that I could be of service as a teaching energy or any type of. You see, this is where I need guidance for what my true purpose is. I worked in corporate America. I have skill sets there. I worked in a major corporation as a design project manager, and while I could do the work, it wasn't fulfilling to me.
Now, is there a possibility to have that kind of work again and work into your spiritual work?
You've given me a clearing, and it's possible that now some energies may open for me, but up until now, I've not had any positive responses for any requests.
All right, because let me explain what happens. When you're carrying a negative field around you, what happens is, let's say that you go in for an interview. It's the nonverbal communication that is being transmitted to those that are interviewing you. And so they're reacting to what they're feeling and what they're sensing. Now that this is cleared and your field is different, actually God put you in his energy field, okay? He also put the blocking angels around you, and then we put you in the pyramid, which is the crystal diamond. So your energy field right now is very, very high. So you can go, do it immediately, okay? Go apply. There's a place that you have been wanting to go to.
Yes, there's a little college that I discovered quite recently, and I got a sense that I should call the president up and request to come in and speak with her.
Okay, can you do that tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, because I see something moving Monday or Tuesday for you. Okay? Do it tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay? And then your energy is different. So when you're around them, they're going to pick up a different energy from you now.
Well, it would be a faith call, because I don't know this person at all.
That's okay. No, it's different now.
Well, thank you.
Now, don't go, because I want to chat with you for a moment.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Yes. I want you to call back next week Because what I see, you're in a desperate financial situation right now.
Yes.
And so you need something that can immediately produce income for you.
Yes.
And Charlene has, with God, cleared your energy. You go and you apply to this female president. You have the background. So let's talk about this a little bit. You've got the educational credentials. You've got the background. You've got this experience. There's no reason why you cannot go in and get this job. So go in, like Charlene said, right away. Apply for it. Let us know. Call us next week. Let us know how that goes. Because what we'll do for you then is I will go to your Akashic Records and find out what your mission is, what your soul, what you agreed to do before you came into this lifetime with regards to mission. And so what I'd like to see for you to do now, get the job, get some income coming in, have some financial security there. We'll go and see what your mission is. And then as you're earning your money, there's no reason why you can't start with some knowledge, some spiritual knowledge about your spiritual mission, then start working into that. So how does that sound?
That sounds wonderful, but I think I need to mention to you that there isn't a job. It's just an energy that I connected with spiritually. I've never spoken or called this person. There is no position that's advertised.
It doesn't matter.
You know, most positions are not advertised.
Just go in.
They're not advertised. They're openings, they're possibilities. The people who get these jobs don't necessarily get them out of the paper. But see, and you are intuitively picking up something that you feel you should do. So do that and call us back next week and let us know what's going on, okay?
Thank you very much.
Yes, right now, kind of what Carolyn said, God actually connected your body, spirit, and soul and connected you to your life path on this earth so that you're now grounded. So there's all those changes that have been. Let's see what happens. And what I want you to do is, in the meantime, make you a gratitude list of all the marvelous, wonderful things, because gratitude is a higher vibrational frequency. And so what you want to do is keep manifesting that high frequency.
Yes.
Okay? And let us know next week what happened.
I thank you both so very much.
Okay. We'll talk to you then, dear.
Thank you again.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, folks, we've done some work tonight. We've had some technical difficulties. We now have 15 minutes, not a lot of time. If you are in the U.S., you can call in toll-free 877-876-5227. And we do have another caller, and your name?
Oh, it's Dominic from London again.
I was thinking about you.
Oh, well.
So tell us, what's going on?
Oh, well, I suppose basically I called back because of the psoriasis. You asked me to call back again.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. How's things going?
Well, I suppose it's kind of mildly the same as it was before, but then it's been very mild for the last month anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's
you're saying it's still the same?
Yes,
he
it
says
is.
It's mild.
But it's kind of like this kind of the skin flakes that are just stuck on the skin still. I suppose, you know, it'll take a while anyway for those to kind of shed off.
Well, is there more work that needs to be done on it, Charlene?
Yes, yes. Let me look at it, because I was hoping the report would show that it's starting to clear up. Sometimes, though, that I find if it doesn't, there's something more that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So let me go in and look at that. And
well, you go do that, Charlene, and I'll talk to Dominic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What I have found, Dominic, is when we have an issue that is coming up in our physical body, there's usually, if it doesn't clear up right away, there's other lifetimes attached to it. And
mm-hmm.
you can't clear all of the lifetimes at one time because it would be too strenuous on the physical body. We're clearing this out of the subtle body. In other words, these past life complications are being carried in the subtle body, which is the emotional body right next to the physical. And so you can clear, like, you know, maybe one or two lifetimes, but if the symptom persists, many times there's other lifetimes involved that needs clearing, and you can't, like I said, can't do it all at once. And this is why Charlene will say, you know, call back, let us know how it's going, because there might be more work that needs to be done. And that's what she's doing right now. She's
okay.
on the interplane working with you.
Okay,
so,
what, Dominic, I want you to look at it right now.
Look at it. I'll just look in a mirror just a minute.
Was there another lifetime associated with that, Charlie?
Uh-huh.
I figured. This is what I was talking to him about when you went in the field, that you can't...
Gosh, that was kind of an immediate improvement.
It's a miracle, isn't it?
Yes, and so there was that psoriasis around the heart center, too. I'll just check that.
Yeah. Well, God performs miracles all the time, doesn't he?
That's kind of still there, the psoriasis.
Just kind of, though, huh?
But that's very mild at the moment.
Okay. Cause now
there's
a
red
patch. Kind of red, not so scaly. Okay, because the cells have been commanded by the adamantine particles to go back to the God intelligence. So let's see what happens by next week if it's told. Let's see if it's gone, okay?
Well, before you go, Dominic, Charlene, I was just telling him that when a pattern shows up in the physical, that many times it's more than one lifetime that needs to be
right.
cleared, and yeah. that was probably what was happening with him. And
well, it's kind of interesting. One of the things that I've noticed that God's been having me do in the last couple of months or so, which has been before, I do just past life and DNA, which is the chromosomes and cellular memory, but he's also been having me take those past ancestors and pulling it out of their past lives, so that the energy is being conducive to not only you, Dominic, but also to all your family members.
Mm-hmm.
And also in their past life. God
uh-huh.
right now is just clearing all of the past vibrational frequency of sound that is accumulated through the centuries, and he's just pulling it from all generations.
And
so,
Dominic, some of it too is we have agreed when we came into this lifetime that we would facilitate this. So we're human beings are coming in, the soul is coming in, and we're taking on that that job, so to speak, of helping with this clearing
mm-hmm.
through the DNA, and it is because all of this has to be cleared, making way for ascension. So you're doing a good job, dear.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes, it's not for you. When I look at it and I ask any of the ancestors to step forward that this is needing to be done for them, you'd be amazed how many that step forward.
Gosh.
And so what this earth is, it's an accumulation of vibrational frequencies that have been from thought patterns and sound and actions over the centuries, and now that's being pulled.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing a good job.
Charlene, did he have a lot of the English ancestors
yes.
pop up? I really felt that as you were speaking that.
Did you have some French?
Sorry?
Do you have some French background?
Not that I know of. You know, might be somewhere hundreds of years ago. I have a Hungarian father and an English mother.
Oh.
But the Hungarians are, you know, kind of...
I might have had some friends.
A mixed bunch of people there in terms of ancestry.
Yeah.
And, you know, the England, there's a lot of French from, you know, like 1066.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, because it looked like you had some French there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ancestors.
Well, you see, if you didn't have this skin eruption, you wouldn't be calling for healing, and this work wouldn't be done. So, you see, you're, all of this is part of healing through the centuries, and you're helping to bring that healing forth also, Dominic.
Yes, I'm starting to get an experience of those ancestors now coming through. It's
weird. You're part of the ascension.
Well, let us know if you need us again.
Okay.
Okay,
okay, lovely to talk to you. Speak to you in good time. Bye.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks, Dominic. Bye-bye.
Boy, did I sense a lot of antiquity there, going back through the centuries.
Did you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
There was a rush.
Huh?
There was a rush.
Yeah. There was a lot of ancestors there.
Yeah.
That came forward. But ones looked like they were French, I thought. But it's so fast that I can't.
I didn't get a sense of the French, but I sure did get a lot of sense of the English. I was seeing the... the authority of the king, dungeons,
yeah, that's French.
Warriors. Oh, that was the French aspect you
right.
were saying?
Yeah, that's what it was.
We have a caller, and your name, please.
My name is Sharon. Hello, Caroline.
Hi,
Charlene.
Hi.
Could you speak up? I can hardly hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, sometimes tonight it sounds like we're having to relay each other's
I know.
Voices.
I heard all your problems.
You think you got problems, huh? What can we do for you, Sharon?
I have chronic sinus problems.
Chronic sinus.
All my life.
All her life.
And I would like to know if I could have a clearing on my heart and throat chakra.
Okay.
Are you going to go in and do that now, Charlene?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go and do it right now. Well, we don't have much time.
No, we don't. I was kind of giving you the little rush there.
I could tell that.
It's a rush job.
Well, we're going to try to do this today, but you know, if it's not all done today, you might have to call in next week because we're running short on time.
That's okay.
You know, a lot of people have trouble with sinuses, but you said you've had this all your life.
Yeah, I have.
It's going to be interesting to find out what Charlene comes up with that. The fact that this was all your life.
I know.
Because I see sinus problems more like, not in the very early years, but you know, in the later years when these things come to be cleared. What I have found is that a lot of this clearing, we kind of go through certain periods in our life, and the clearing of all of this past usually comes in a little bit later in the life and not in the early years. That's why it's kind of I'm going to be interested to see what Charlene says about what she's seeing on this. So have you been listening to the show for a while?
Actually, I'm actually new to listening to it's BBS. I'm kind of new. It's been about a month since I've been listening, but I caught your show right away.
Oh, wonderful.
And I'm a fan, so I really enjoy it.
Now, this Saturday is every other Saturday I have a two-hour show, The Messenger, and that's going to be this Saturday. Charlene and I will be on the air for 2 hours.
Ooh, excellent.
Yes.
Okay.
Usually Caroline Allen is with me on Saturday, but she's away, and Charlene and I will be on for 2 hours this Saturday, and then I have a one-hour show by myself on Sunday.
Okay.
And yeah, so I work with the healing aspect on these two shows, and then on Sunday I'll work with the Akashic Records. I'll talk about different things that I've been exploring in the Akashic Records.
Interesting.
Now, if you go to the Spiritual Notebook, I just put up like 3 or 4 articles today that has to do with energy, with ley lines, with walk-ins. You might enjoy those articles.
Oh, I will, yes. Right up my alley.
Yeah, the walk-in information is very fascinating because I had somebody ask me, well, what's going to happen to walk-ins when it's time to ascend?
I think they would ascend like anyone else, wouldn't they?
Well, read the article. It's an interesting article.
Okay.
Okay, with your heart chakra, it's important that be cleared. The reason is when the heart chakra is depleted, it depletes the love coming in and receiving and giving. And
right.
then people have problems with their heart later on.
Okay.
Now, if I clear it, I've got to get permission from you that it's okay to receive love and to give love to the, to the highest degree.
Yes, it is.
Is it okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, because once you receive that, you know, it's important that you're willing to be able to receive it and to give.
Absolutely willing, unconditionally.
Okay, all right, let me go do that.
Oh, I love
can't
that
go,
word.
Can't go any further than that, can I?
No, I was ready to say I love that word, unconditionally. Oh, what a gorgeous word. Unconditionally. And you're right, you can't go much further than
right.
unconditionally. Perfect word. with this clearing, something
yes.
that Charlene has not spoken about, you might want to drink some extra water tonight.
You know, I thought you were going to say that. I have a bunch of water in front of me.
Okay.
And also, when you do energy work, you can become a little bit fatigued later on, too.
Okay.
So if you feel a little bit fatigued later, you know, just go with it.
Okay.
Allow your body to rest and drink extra water. They are some of the things that, we need to do.
One of the things is that you've got to be willing to release and to release those that have hurt you in the past.
I'm working on that.
No, that's not good enough.
Okay, I'm going to release them.
Okay.
I release them.
Because that's not good enough. You've got to be willing to let go of it. Willingly let go and let God do.
I'm willing to let go and let God do it.
Yeah, because I was trying to get you to open your heart, and you still weren't willing.
I am willing to do that.
Okay, because you've got to let them go.
I'm willing to let them go.
Okay, let's do this. We have 1 minute.
Okay.
And we're not going to be able to finish this. How about calling us back Saturday? We'll be on the 2 hours on the air. And I really want to see that we complete this for you.
Yes, because this is a very important process, not only for you, but for most people.
Okay.
Because sometimes we say we're willing, but we're not.
Okay.
So call us back then, would you?
I will.
Okay, dear.
Thank you, ladies.
Goodbye.
Bye. Charlene, real quick, dear, phone number. We got to get off.
Okay, 801-944-9346.
And,
Mountain Standard Time.
And my website, www.carolynevers.com. The February schedule is up for conference calls. Do check that out. See you, Charlene.
Goodbye.
Bye, all.